This is Christopher Perrin with InsideClassicalEd.com. What follows is an interview with James K.A. Smith, professor of philosophy at Calvin College and author of the book Desiring the Kingdom, Worship, Worldview, and Cultural Formation. In this particular audio clip, Jamie Smith offers his comments about how he thinks Christian education should reflect the diversity of God's creation and lead students to become culture makers. Here's Jamie Smith.
So I think ideally a Christian education, and therefore a classical Christian education, should encourage and reflect all the rich diversity of God's creation. So if what we're trying to do is equip students and propel students to be curious about every nook and cranny of God's world, then there would be, in a way, no sector of our experience in the world that of which God doesn't say, that's mine, and therefore it's worthy of study. So obviously there are sort of, you know, core disciplines of the liberal arts that we inherit, and those, but in the best model, it seems to me in the most holistic model of a curriculum, that's also going to include not just classic humanities disciplines, but also careful empirical attention to God's world that we see in the sciences, in the sort of calculative possibilities of mathematics. And what we would be doing is embedding and situating those investigations in terms of, well, why do we want to learn that? On the one hand, you're learning something about God's world, but the question is also, in what way can this equip us to unfold the potential in God's creation? See, I'm working with a model which says God created us to be his image bearers. And what that means is he's commissioned us to be culture makers. And what that means is it's as if when creation comes to be and it's laden, it's packed with all this potential. Creation doesn't come ready-made with art museums and farms and hospitals and football stadiums. Those are all potentialities that need to be unpacked by the work of human culture making. And what we are called to do is to make culture well, to make culture in a way that is ordered to what God's vision of human flourishing is. And so the maths and sciences are part of that cultural project. The arts are part of that cultural project. I also, in my model, actually, the arts get kind of a little bit of a privileged place because if the way we train our heart, if our loves are primed because they, our imaginations are converted, are captured, then in fact it's exactly the aesthetic that does that so powerfully. It's exactly the affective and aesthetic picturing of flourishing that will tend to capture our imagination. And so there's a really important role for the arts to play in unfolding God's world for us. There's also a role that the arts play in showing us the brokenness of God's world. You know, I think art tells the truth differently and uniquely. And some of the arts are going to be arts of lament and will make us be confronted with the brokenness of our world and its need for redemption in ways that my just dissertation on that topic is not going to do. So again, there are irreducibilities there that if you lost any piece of those, it's like you would be spurning a corner of God's creation, it seems to me.
Jamie Smith on how education should reflect the diversity of God's creation. Additional portions of this interview with James K.A. Smith can be found on the web at InsideClassicalEd.com.